I suffer with an hereditary condition called haemophilia, and the consequences of receiving blood products to address that condition, I have ended up being infected with hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV, and I've received 6 known implicated batches from victims of VCJD and was informed of that in 2001. And the long-term effects of the Hep C infection have now resulted in the need for me to require a liver transplant.
Could you tell us about why you had to have these blood transfusions and when they started?
I was diagnosed at the age of 2, and products progressed and simplified and made easier for the administration. Meant the consequences were that I received commercial products from 1974 onwards. By 1985, I was told and informed that I'd been infected with HIV. By 1994, I was told and informed that I'd been infected with hepatitis C through the same products.
So let's go to when you found out that you had been infected. That was 1984, you said?
1985, February.
Five. I mean, what impact did that have on your life? What was it like?
Well, I was a self-employed carpenter at the time and had been for many years. And if you think about it, it wouldn't have been a very, ideal occupation for a haemophiliac. I mean, everything you read in the press, that if haemophiliacs cut themselves or if they hurt themselves, they're going to have considerable bleeding and consequences. So I would suggest that that might be the case in severe haemophiliacs, but as I'd grown up with haemophilia throughout my life and never really had much of a consequence to my health through it, I'd continued my apprenticeship as a carpenter and carried on working full-time, self-employed carpenter for many years. So when I was told in 85 that I had HIV, the consequences were that, unfortunately, working in the public's homes and so forth, there were consequences to were I being responsible in not informing them of my condition. I plodded on with that until 94, basically, and then they told me about the Hep C. We weren't given much of a life expectancy at the time. In 1990, I was told probably 3 to 5 years, which...
What type of impact does that have on you mentally?
I don't like this. I make it sound as if it's I'm very blasé about it, but I can assure you it had grave consequences to me and my wife and my family. I mean, you can imagine my children were, blimmin' hell, let me take me back, 7 and 9. Mm. The dilemma of whether to even inform them of my status was a constant issue with us, because there wasn't anything we could tell them to help them digest the information, if you want. It was more of a death sentence quote, if you want. So we avoided discussing it with them for as many years as possible, really. When the litigation took place in 1990, I was very conscious of the fact that we were never going to live a normal life unless we could put things behind us. And we conceded to an ex gratia offer from government because we didn't want, or we felt that it was just one of the consequences of having haemophilia, if you want. But then, 2 years later, when we find out that they were aware I had Hep C and they'd asked me to sign waivers, for instance, it made me immediately realise that I'd been shat on, for want of a better word, and knowingly by the powers that be. And I immediately then thought, well, government have promised to look after my needs then and whatever they may be in the future. And my wife's needs also, if I'd unfortunately passed away, or even my children's needs if we both passed away. And there's been 19 cases on record where both parents have died and left orphans. Well, surely that orphan at some stage deserves an explanation as to whether his parents or could have still be alive to this day. But what galls me, that government now, 20-odd years on, they've excluded people by just drawing a pragmatic line in the sand, because it simplistically meant that they wouldn't be liable for anybody who was infected or died. Well, to me, that's not compassionate and it's not just.